Hey, welcome to ARC Youth Conversations, also known as AYC, where we talk to students about God, life, and everything in between. Now, let's get started.
All right, okay, so this is our first post-camp podcast. Okay. What was y'all's thoughts and feelings about camp?
It was...
Y'all have done a lot of them.
Better than all the other ones I went to.
Sorry, hey, real quick, can we do an intro?
We
and
did.
Then jump? Oh, we did?
We did. While you were doing that,
really?
I actually intro'd
Oh, dude,
us.
I was locked
I had no
in.
Idea.
I was locked
Welcome
in.
Welcome to the pod.
All right, I'm back.
We
Adrenaline's
did.
Adrenaline's coming
okay,
down.
So, Tyler, now you've been a camper and you've been a counselor.
I have been.
What, of all those, what's been your best time so far?
At the different
Honestly,
camps, too, by the
be
way.
Be honest.
A camper.
A camper.
A camper,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a lot more freedom. Like, you can go do whatever you want. Like, as a counselor, I have to, like, kind of watch my kids,
yes.
You know, go hang out with them and make sure none of them are lonely. But as a camper, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
You just, I can, like,
you
just
basically
go,
explain leadership, but yes.
Go
who
cares
the
if kids are lonely?
Want.
Like,
who cares
I want,
kids are lonely?
I want to go to the lake.
Yeah. Do what I want. I poop outside
because
I'm a camper.
I'm a camper.
Do what I want.
What about you, Colin?
This time it was great because I had my own kids. I didn't have to share leadership, so I got to.
There it is. The two ends of the spectrum.
I didn't have to. It was me. It was my roles in the cabin, which was great.
Yeah, because you have one of the small solo.
I did have a conjoined cabin.
Yes,
but
you own that little section.
They stayed
though.
Their side, and we stayed our side.
Yeah. I noticed the conjoined ones were very like their own sections.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even though it's like 6 to 8 guys in these conjoined cabins,
yeah.
Like that, the left side's not the right side. And the middle section, poor middle
so
section.
So one side got up at like 6 o'clock every morning and went to bed at like 10. And then our side went to bed at like 2 and got up at 8:30.
Come on, God. That's kind of more, I flow a little more that way. I like the late night rolling. Okay, so campers being, did you like Tejas?
Yes.
Did you like it, Tyler? Give it to us.
I low-key liked the other one better.
Okay, I
like the look of it. The look of it was like awesome.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
But
the aesthetic
I just,
of
I
Tejas.
Felt like the pool was absolutely trash, by the way.
Trash?
It was
the
warm.
Lake was awesome.
Oh, it was warm.
The pool was warm and felt oily.
And
what
I failed,
the,
I failed
the
swim
did?
Test.
Yeah, in the pool.
Colin failed the swim test.
I heard the
I know,
swim test
I was with you.
Intense.
She thought I failed with you. I did it.
Bro.
I did it again.
I got all the way and I stood up in the 3 foot end where I can stand up and she failed me.
Yeah, they took their swim test like
serious.
The lazy river though, that wasn't like is that cool?
No, it's because the water was warm.
I didn't sit
the lazy river in concept was a good idea.
Right.
I was only in there for 10 minutes.
It smelled. A lot.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of
just odd. The lazy river
But then
smell?
Again, the Cadillac Creek pool, you obviously don't remember this, had that weird moss undergrowth on the bottom of it.
But it gets disguised by the tall diving board.
Right, but it was also in the shallow
end. Okay, that's fair.
It was also in the shallow end. They're like, we couldn't clean it. I'm like, that's a bunch of crap. I've been going to public pools my whole life. Who are you gaslighting here?
There's a guy in my neighborhood who does that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so explain, Tyler, why did you like Cadillac Creek more?
But I felt like
go ahead.
I spent a lot of time in the pool, so like that was a big thing for me.
Ah, okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like overall, cool I guy. Felt like the stuff at Carolina Creek was a lot more fun.
Mm.
Like it was a little more of a walk, but like I feel like we cliff jumps, like that's awesome. They had the surfing thing. What was that? You'd like hold
you,
on.
You didn't actually do any of that, did you?
Yeah, I did. We got to.
It was open?
1 year.
One
it
year
was.
Was.
Okay.
One
okay.
year it was.
It wasn't
was
last
open.
Year.
No.
No.
Dude, because those lines were terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
It was bad.
Slow.
But I like the whole aesthetic of Carolina Creek too. It's an awesome camp. But I feel like it's biased because like I've gone there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, every year.
I've been asking around and most people who say they prefer Carolina Creek are ones who went there for like 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
So there's that like nostalgia still tied to it.
There is. Like there's a good rocky section where you don't have shoes and it really hurts to walk, but it's a good walk to your cabin. Like it's like.
Yeah. Carolina, with Tejas though, there are a few things like when it wore, I will say when its pros were very good pros.
Yes. Yeah.
And
agreed.
Its cons were less than. I think the walk technically in mileage was less, but it was hilly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In Rocky, so that made
a
difference. The lake was fire, though.
Lake was fire. That was the best.
Tejas Lake every single time. The Tejas Lake
was great. And that mud pit was
awesome.
Awesome.
I would go back just for the mud pit.
Yeah.
A part of me says agrees with you and is very serious about like actually one of the biggest selling points of that camp was I'm kid you not that
football field worth the mud pit.
Football field worth the mud pit.
Absolutely. Dude.
Dedicated. I was like, it was the energy shot we needed because some of the games on the high school side weren't working at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked a game in the mud pit last day, and people were getting trucked. And I was, and they were like, "Hey guys, tell them they can't push." Caroline Creek staff's going like,
"Yeah, what?"
She's telling Austin, "Okay, hey, get a little mic. Like, tell them you can't push." I'm standing right next to her. I said, "Don't announce that. Don't announce it. Don't get on mic. Don't say anything." And they're like, "Hey, no, what do you?" I said, "Is it legal? Is this a actual like by law? We can't like camp rules by law?" And they're like, "No," I'm like, "they can push."
Well, and because they, I don't know if you guys knew that they had, before us, they had like a kids camp.
They had two weeks of kids
like
camps.
Like elementary kids and stuff. So then we get, high schoolers from Conroe and Willis showing up at the mud pit.
Whoa, hot take here.
Very different.
So we're playing Timor's, or not.
This better not be about Lake Creek.
It was not. It was about the
Lake Creek,
the football game on like Tower, or what was that called?
Tower Ball?
We played in rec after rec. What was that?
You're on the junior high side, so.
Yeah. You were on junior high?
Oh, the team with the ball on the stick?
Oh, Tower Ball.
Tower Ball.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. The purple team was with the sixth graders, and these sixth graders were getting trucked. And I'm looking at the staff like, "Staff, are we going to do anything?" Kid you not. We had three kids on the green team with concussions after that game.
That's right,
and
baby.
And you're talking about I had a kids camp before that. That was a hard bit.
Don't cut.
They got to learn. They got to learn.
Why someone got trucked on Tower Ball actually doesn't make a lot of sense because I think there was only one hit in the high school side out of all the games we played.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, Tower Ball was hot.
Because it was just people were getting defense. The thing that got kind of like testy, that got hot, was the rubber chicken.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That
was the old Frisbee rubber chicken because the dudes, they didn't split them until we made Tejas split them. So it was like 50 on 50, like ultimate frisbee style rubber chicken. And it is just insane. And they don't, you gotta think, we have Gulf Coast is in the high school group.
Right.
We don't even know them.
Yeah.
Like we staff, only the Gulf Coast staff knows their kids. So like there's a gold team, like 2/3 of them are like Gulf Coast. They don't know who's on their team. So everybody, it keeps just like constantly getting passed back and forth because no one's aware until like one of the days the girls started dressing more in like their camp shirt and the guys started dressing more in camp. The guys wouldn't. The girls got it lined up and they were like, "Come in the camp color shirt," and made it happen. But yeah, so what's your take? Because you've also done Carolina Creek.
Yeah, I've done Carolina Creek twice. But I like Camp Tejas way more. It was great. The lakes are amazing. I don't know. Like, everything about it, how big and, like, the scenery.
It is pretty.
Everything's great.
That cafeteria, too. So
cafeteria
much nicer.
Cafeteria was nice.
Bro, the dining hall was so
and half the food was great. Half the food was all right. But, like, even if you didn't like the food, you got a salad.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah.
You got and dessert. The drink station, we had fountain drinks. Like,
yeah.
Drink station, actually.
Everything was
cool.
Great.
That was cool. Their cafeteria was a major upgrade.
Yes. Oh,
major
yes.
upgrade. And the lake was a major upgrade.
I don't remember. Did we do breakouts?
We changed breakouts, but that's probably one of the notes
we're going to go back to.
I liked breakouts a lot.
This year?
Yes.
You liked indie?
Yes, I liked
Tejas. I
want to
do a hybrid next year.
Yeah.
Do a mix of like indie and then do a mix of us together.
Yeah.
The thing I realized at Tejas is that we were trying a lot of new things as staff because like we don't know how they flow because we're working with an organization.
Yeah.
We don't know how they flow. We don't know the travel time, like what that's going to be like for people to get used to.
We pulled back a lot on our schedule.
Yeah.
And for that reason.
And so we had to adjust on the fly. We flipped stuff. And then I realized, though, because lunch took so long at Carolina Creek and took forever.
Yeah.
Lunch, dinner, and breakfast was always a community space for everybody because you'd be standing in line for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
so everybody's
absolutely.
There. Mm-hmm. People were in and out.
just eating.
It was like 10 minutes. Bro. You're in line, they had eight, four and lines. Out in 10 minutes.
So what I realized is we truly didn't all come together as a camp till the evening.
Right.
Like really legitimately, nobody was all together until the very end. And so I went, we could probably use, even if it's just all high school or just all junior high, just a few more like community together moments at camp to kind of help unify. But that, and we would change late night parties. I don't think we could cut one or two of them. There's,
I think we just simplify them.
We simplify. I mean, there's two. The gender split one
never changed.
Alpha male will never change. Like it will develop.
Yeah.
But we will always have alpha male.
Yeah. Last year we worked out until everybody threw up, and this year it was like, okay, it was kind of fun. Like we had a big old mud pit. It was still alpha male, but there was less like working out last year.
We were going like crab walks.
Yeah. And there was actually all that was supposed to happen in the mud pit, but then they shut us down.
But it was gonna be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mud,
bro.
We were gonna do all the athletic
stuff. We did it on concrete last year
in the mud pit.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. All the athletic stuff is going to be in the mud pit. I will say, though, and there was a whole kind of logistics reasons why they didn't work. But watching it start, I was like,
That was one of the most cinematic moments of my life.
The Dune music.
The Dune.
And then the leaders getting up front, like,
that was
splashing
great,
water and threatening each other. It was great.
One of the coolest moments.
Tejas, though, there's a video. Someone had a video of it. Tejas, though, was in full panic.
Every Gator game.
Every Gator.
Every Gator was there,
at the mud pit. Every Gator. I mean, we're all in cat shiesties. Like, they truly did not read the notes of what was going to happen and were shocked. Now, did you guys pick up on our first event of Alpha Male? What was the first thing we did?
Oh, the hot dog eating.
The hot dog eating.
Yep.
I'll just say, not many people picked up on that. It went over everybody's head, and especially Tejas. And I'll just tell you this: when we're in a meeting with Tejas and Nate. And all the guys are sitting across the table, and I'm trying to talk logistics of where we're placing the hot dogs.
And specifically, like, what cabin? Outside of what cabin?
Yeah.
We're placing the hot dogs.
Like and they're like, okay, so you guys want it out? I was like, yes, place the hot dogs outside of that cabin. And Nate's just like, hands in his face. Austin's like turning his head. Dylan's shaking. We are in a meeting, and I'm like,
with like one of the supervisors of like Tejas.
Rolling her eyes, like, oh my gosh. And I'm smiling. She doesn't know I'm smiling. I'm like, because they thought this. What was really funny. So for people listening to podcasts at the camp, we have a whole alpha male thing. We don't post about it. Like it's just for the dudes. It's a lot of fun. And then you get to hit a pose if you win alpha male camp. Like those guys get to hit the alpha male pose. And there we did a hot dog eating challenge. I'll share that part. We did a hot dog eating one. We'd split everybody in two teams. So this team had to eat 50 hot dogs. This had to eat 50 hot dogs. And Tejas was confused because they were like, they thought we were going to take the hot dogs and go roast them and cook them for fun. She was like, are those cold hot dogs? I was like, I'm trying not to laugh.
Well,
she said,
how are we going to cook them? And we were like, we're not.
They're not. And she's like, oh. I was like, yeah, it's more like a challenge. No,
just like a cold hot dog in a bun.
That's in a bun.
I was like, yeah, that's crap. And she's like, all right. We're like, okay. They thought it was gonna be like this really pleasant, like discipleship moment of like dudes eating the hot dogs, and it was the absolute.
Bro, it was spaghetti night, and I down like Mama G shout out gave me a big old plate of spaghetti, so I was already to the brim. So I was hyping all my kids up, grabbing. I was like, oh, I got all these hot dogs, and I would just spread them out to everybody.
The funniest thing was when we were like, all right, guys, like first team to finish the hot dogs, wins, and just I'm just dudes going, oh, oh, like
I know. Just I had half of one and I almost puked.
Yeah,
with half of one.
Eating these hot dogs.
I had half a bun and I was struggling.
I know. At like 11 at night.
Doubting them
while I'm in a cat shiesty, just a cat going
no shirt on, just
Nate, I never showed you. I got a pretty good picture of you with the cat shiesty on.
That
really?
Was a good picture.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it is a good picture.
It's a great
actually.
Picture.
It's a really good picture.
I can't wait to see that and share it on social.
Yeah, yeah, for people who are interested, the only key I can give you to Alpha Male is inspiration came from me in college and the movie Heavyweights from 1995.
That's all you need to know.
The end of the movie Heavyweights. That's all you need to know. But yeah, camp was a great time. What's something you learned or something you took away from this camp that was new? Maybe something that made an impact on your life.
I had a situation where I literally just had to run to my Bible, read it, and get over it. I had to do it quick or like something bad would have came out of it.
Yeah. That's good. That's tough. That's wisdom though.
Mm-hmm.
That's wisdom.
How'd you feel after? Like, do you feel
great?
Like it helped you?
I had to literally run to my cabin, sit down like under a tree, read it, get up, and go apologize.
Nice. Mm. Yeah, that's good.
That is good. Tyler,
probably how to like handle people, like that. I didn't really necessarily like agree with, and that's definitely something I learned because a lot of kids in my cabins, like they would do something that. Like as a leader was like making me upset, like something that's like breaking a rule or showing up late. And I'm just like,
this man's like, I don't want to deal with people.
I even had Tank in my cabin and they still were breaking rules. And so I just had to learn how to, you know, address that in a godly way. And that really, I took that away from camp.
You didn't want to come out with that Kennedy action. Nope. You're like, everybody do a bear crawl.
Actually, I did.
Yeah. Your group did push-ups a lot.
That was me.
Which is
that was.
I'm not against it.
That was all me.
I'm not.
Every time they showed up late, 100 push-ups.
I had a kid with the softest voice, and he would just like he talked one night too long, and he was so sweet too. I felt bad. I went over because it was like 1 a.m. and I can still hear him through both of my AirPods. And I go over, and the beds are all shaky and loud, and I just start don't like go to bed. And everybody's just
that's how you do it, bro. That's how you do
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you got to.
I felt bad because he's like crap out of them. No, that's what you do, bro. You go in hot the first night. Like I do it on mission trip. Y'all know.
Yeah.
Like mission trip. I like look at staff. I'll go breathe in. I'm like, all right. I even did it with Clayton because Clayton tried getting the group quiet once and it wasn't working. I was like, I got it.
I got it.
Go in and just be as horrifying as possible. Not even. But I look like I'm about to be on the edge. And then I think at one point I just ate so much chips. I was like, give me them chips and your phone.
Mid-discipline.
Yeah, I mean, when I was 19, one of the camps, Carolina Creek, kid wouldn't shut up. His name is Harrison. He's a little older than Dylan now. And he would not shut up, just wouldn't. And I was like, shut up, like, wouldn't. Brandon Johnson was just hired. He was the former junior high pastor years ago. He was Gulf Coast. He's the guy who planted that church.
Spencer's brother?
No, Spencer was in the room. I didn't know I forgot Spencer was in the room in eighth grade. So I'm like freshman in college. I jump to the top bunk, sit on this dude's chest, and just start shaking him aggressively, going, shut up! Like,
this is last
just
year, right?
Like, shaking him, and people are laughing, and he's freaked out. I think the next night he tried something, and I was like, everybody freaking up. I turned the lights on in the whole cabin, and I was like, we're going to give him a swirly right now. And we pulled him like down from the bus, like, and everybody unfortunately thought this kid dude was annoying because he did it on purpose. So like the whole cabin was like, grab his legs. Everybody's grabs him, flipped him upside down. He's fighting to get in the stalls. We hold his arms, just dunk him in the toilet, flush, pull out. And we're like, everybody go back to bed.
Yep.
And he was pretty quiet after that. got some toilet water in his...
There's your youth pastor.
Yeah, be proud. God's done a work in my life. He's done a work. Services. What'd you think? We had a very special service that last week.
Absolutely fire services.
Very long. Very great.
I'm not trying to make our services longer, y'all. I just want everyone to know.
I feel like we should keep the services longer, but then just cut the late night parties.
Because every year
they're always long.
That is something we've already thrown around. Or at least making the late night parties really chill so that it is like, because we've just accepted, I think after this year, we've just accepted we're going to go late. We're going to go past time.
Dude, they were like keeping the fire for Alpha Male for like 2 hours.
just one guy stoking
a fire until he had to go to bed. He contractually had to go to bed. And they were like, yeah, we're just out there waiting. Because they have a lot of backgrounds, like more Baptist backgrounds. They're like, we end at 9. Like, we're done. We're moving on. And like every night, we're like, we didn't even mention. We were like, just leave the snacks out. We got it. Like that last night, we're just like, just leave the snacks out. We got it. But what did y'all think of that service?
Like, last one?
Impressions.
It was pretty special. It was great. Like, I like how we took breaks and went back and then like had our moments and then went back.
I had to go get a Red Bull in between that service.
That's amazing.
I was like, okay, I knew it was gonna go long. So I'm like, okay, I'll be fine. I was thirsty. But then it like hit like 2 hours. I was like, we're still doing testimonies. I was like, okay.
You look at that line, you're like, okay.
So I'm like, I ran, grabbed one, came back, but the service was amazing. Awesome. We needed it for sure last day.
I agree. It was good.
No, go ahead.
This year realized, like, I don't know why it finally hit me. I guess just because, like, I try to construct my testimony that I did. But a lot of the kids do just say not what happened at camp, I feel like, during their testimony. You said structure it like.
Now you know why we give instructions.
You said structure it like what happened to you at camp. Try not to bring up too much in the past and don't preach. And then like people came up and they're like, well, when I was 2 years old.
the very last few were longer. But that is because people, if they've never shared a testimony, they get nervous. And then they start going, I gotta start from the beginning and I gotta throw in extra stuff. And it comes from an innocent place. Yeah. I think, and there was an audio clip. One of the sweet ones was like one of the fifth grade boys.
Yeah.
Who was like, I just really love Jesus. And I was like, it was very pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was some testimonies that, you know, and I just started crying. I was like, dang it, I'm crying. And like the mic's like away. So they're talking and I'm like, I'm like moving the mic away. I'm like, you're good.
I think it was really sweet to see how supportive everybody was of each other.
Supportive. Everybody
that's
supportive.
I think that's the most I've ever noticed in our youth group, the support. Someone would get up to talk and everyone would cheer. But it never felt like, oh, we're just cheering to cheer. Mm-hmm. It really felt like there
it was never for
everyone in the room had people that were for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it, and that was it very felt sweet. Like some. Yeah, there's always somebody that's for you.
Yeah,
I know. I think there are some students who are like everybody kept cheering. I'm like, well, there was a time in our youth group where it wasn't as supportive.
Yeah.
Not that it was necessarily antagonistic or against people, but people were new to being supportive.
Right,
testimonies was new. Mm-hmm. There was a time when that was very new for our youth group, and it just wasn't being done. The idea for testimony night. You know, Nate and I were talking, and I now know it was really from the Lord. We were like, I don't know if we really need to preach like a fourth one. And that's before I changed like all my messages.
Yeah,
I was like, I think we should just do testimonies. Like, I don't feel like we've been able to really get to the meat of it in the mornings on that next day. Like, let's just take our time. And thankfully, the Lord actually used last year's missions trip to give me an idea of the structure of service. Because last year's missions trip, we sat there in that like deep room in the upstairs, and I went, all right, we're just going to do testimonies. I'm going to wait. And it took a little while for people to get to it. So I was like, in my heart, I'm like, let's do worship in between. And then I realized testimonies went a lot easier.
Yeah.
And the room just tension kind of lifted and people got more confident cheering, and all the right things started happening when it's like we took these breaks of worship. But there are some God-ordained, like, legit my first time seeing it, my first time leading it, first time experiencing it kind of moments in that service that I don't know if y'all knew, but was new for me while it was happening.
Damn.
Yeah.
And, but that's evidence of the Lord moving, is that the Lord can do something new in everybody, and yet it feels natural. And that can be, that's a real sign for me as evidence of the Holy Spirit.
That's how you know.
God is doing something new in you, but it doesn't feel forced or unnatural. It feels like the Lord, and he was doing very specific things for some people. And some people it was hard, it was healing, and some people it was receiving baptism of the Holy Spirit, and some people it's confessing their sins. But the healing, the oil service, never done it.
You've never done it?
Never.
That was a good curveball. Like, it was great.
Never done it. I only got instruction before I got my stomach bug. I was trying to get the message. This is how sometimes I feel like the Lord speaks. I was trying to get the message. I'm standing in chapel, and I'm like, dang, I've been tired. It's been a crazy week just trying to get ready for mission trip. I was feeling a little funky. My kids were kind of dealing with stomach stuff, but I'm like, all right. I keep trying to focus in one direction. I can't get anything. And I think, well, what if it's healing? The second I thought healing, the Lord gave me scriptures, gave me story in like 5 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. And then end it with oil out of James. And I was like, never. I've done once where I've done oil. It was close to a decade ago in young adults. And we did it. But I mean, I had a tiny vial and I probably put oil in like over 200 people.
Yeah.
The thing that was, this is the sensitivity of growing in the Lord that I'm learning. The thing that was brand new and was a faith step for me was I did not make the decision till it was in the moment. It was right before we were going to do the oil, because I did not a super long message right before we did the oil. Out of my mouth, because something in my heart went, no music.
Silence.
No music, no singing. Yeah. I have never... That was something, I mean, it's like, Lord, it better be you, because or else this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. And no music, no singing, because there was an impression I felt like it was the Lord. And this is, I encourage y'all and anyone listening, if you feel like it's from God, you might as well try it most of the time.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to start to figure out when it's been your voice and you fall on your face and you it's the Lord. I had never done anything like that, but something in my heart was like, there are people in the room that feel like we're pushing. They feel like we're just going to strike up another band and people are going to cry and we're just stirring up emotions in the room. And something was like, this service will prove for a fact, unless you want to deny that we are not pushing anyone to do this. And it is purely by choice, and the Lord is meeting people when they decide to meet him. And there are some people there out there because their friends were there, because I'm looking at their face and everyone's closing their eyes and this person's going. And then there are some people, my hand just was like, it's aromatic oil, was just like so oily. There's some people, I put the oil on and I put my hand on and prayed, and I knew the presence of God was there. Like, just could, not everybody, and God still moved in people I wasn't aware of, but there was a few occasions I was like, something's happening right now, and I don't know what.
Yeah.
And I don't think we get to those moments in services. I don't think we get to those moments in camp unless we're all there going, all right, Lord, I'm going to listen to what you have. I have to listen. Y'all have to listen. You have to be like, Nate has to be engaged. Worship has to be engaged. Like, we have to be open to saying, if the Holy Spirit's going to move, then I need to take the chance of listening and be obedient. And when we are, really great things happen. Mm. Like, really, really great things happen. God had mercy on us. We had legit miracle with Addie at camp and more. And so that was a powerful time. All right, I think we're actually over.
We are.
All right, well.
It's Clash. Clash Royale.
You just went through the gamut of youth ministry. We started off with Clash Royale mid-game, and we ended with listening to the Holy Spirit at camp. So, bookmark youth. All right, we love you guys.
Later.
Bye-bye.